The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we have a winner. Yeah, for basically most of the month of June, I was telling you about the opportunity to win for Dad a really cool barbecue grill. It's a Pit Boss Pro Hammertone Pellet Grill that even has wireless and Bluetooth capabilities. This is really a cool grill. It's the Pro Series. Well, we have a winner. You ready? Congratulations to Rosalind Bailey from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Yeah, it's either Rosalind or Rosalind Bailey from Reynoldsburg, and I am positive she knows how to pronounce her name correctly. If I don't, I am positive she knows how. So it's either Rosalind or Rosalind Bailey. Congratulations. You are the winner of the Pit Boss Pro Hammer Tone Pellet Grill. It's got 850 square inch cooking area with two tiers of removable cooking grids. It uses advanced technology for even temperatures, a more all-natural hardwood smoke, and even has wireless and Bluetooth capabilities. And it has been provided by the Spice and Tea Exchange in the Polaris Fashion Place. So our thanks to the Spice and Tea Exchange for providing this incredible grill. Now, the $1,000 Father's Day, I do not have the winner for that one yet. I'll try to get that to you later, but we do have the winner for the grill. And once again, congratulations to Rosalind or Rosalind Bailey of Reynoldsburg, Ohio. She has won the barbecue grill, provided by the Spice and Tea Exchange in the Polaris Fashion Place. All I know is I didn't win it. Alan, you didn't win it. And by the way, Alan Rogers is my engineer du jour.
Yes.
While Jeff is on vacation, probably at some, with the excessive wages that we pay around here, he is probably at some luxury spa somewhere.
Probably in France.
France, yeah. Spain, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, Alan is running the board, and I've a couple of people have asked me, are we posting on the archives as usual? And I understand, Alan, you are posting on the archives.
As soon as we get done recording each half-hour segment, I trim it up, measure, you know, edit it, and
thank you.
Put it up there.
Thank you. And I would have no idea how to do it. So,
that's why we don't let you touch the buttons.
No. Oh, no, they don't let me touch the buttons. A couple of people have asked if they could listen to the Joe Blystone interview. And yes,
it's up there.
You can at thewordcolumbus.com. Click on my picture and then look for a little tab. I think it says listen to past shows. And that takes you into the archives. And it's pretty intuitive. You can figure it out. And we go back for weeks. We go back for months on our program. So if you miss, you can listen tonight, tomorrow, the next day, or whatever. And by the way, many of you do not know, but I am on every afternoon 3:30 to 6. I am also on 3:30 to 6 a.m. we rebroadcast the program every day. Well, the next day, actually. So today's program will rebroadcast from 3:30 a.m. to 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So many people don't know that, and I often forget. And while I'm talking about things I forget to mention, we have a new feature. This has been working for several weeks, but I keep forgetting. You have a way to leave voicemail for us. Until just recently, if you were to call our on-air number, 877-BOB-LIVE, when we're not on the air, it would just ring and ring and ring, and no one would answer. Now, anytime we are not on the air, from 3:29 to 6:01, if you call it, no, it's going to ring and it's the on-air number. But whenever we are not on the air, which is the majority of the day, you call 877-BOB-LIVE, it will go into voicemail. And you can leave a message for me, for the show, for the radio station. And I would love to hear from you. And you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to start playing those on the air. Some of you are frightened to go on the air live. That's okay. Wait till we go off at 6 o'clock and then call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You can call as early as 6:01 p.m. and it would you just leave a message. And then we'll get the messages, and there is a disclaimer when you call in, and it says, please know this could be used on the air. So when you call and leave a message, you are giving us permission, if we desire, to use it on the air sometime. I would love for that to be a regular feature on the program. Your comments left in voicemail. Your compliments, your complaints, your suggestions, whatever is on your mind, on your heart, you want to get it off your chest, you want to tell that Bernie guy off, that's okay. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Anytime we are off the air, it will go automatically to voicemail, and you can leave a message. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. But I keep forgetting to mention it. So anyway, President Biden is continuing to be absolutely defiant against his Catholic Church. Yep. Here's a headline from today. White House: despite communion threat, Biden isn't changing his pro-abortion policy position. He has been asked, his press secretary has been asked, and he remains defiant against his church. His press secretary said this yesterday, and I quote, Joe Biden is a strong man of faith. And as he noted just a couple of days ago, it's personal. He goes to church, as you know, nearly every weekend. He even went when we were on our overseas trip. It's personal to him. He doesn't see it through a political prism, and we aren't going to comment on the inner workings of the Catholic Church. Again, the president's faith is personal. She mentions that three times in this quote. Again, the president's faith is personal. It's something that has helped guide him through some challenging moments in his life, and that's how many Americans see their faith as well, not through a political prism. So, I would suspect he would continue to attend church as he has for many, many years. Now, here's the problem with that. This is not political. This is theological. The Catholic Church, in America anyway, is asking Joe Biden to abide by the theology of the church, not the politics. withholding communion, withholding the Eucharist, is not a political issue. It's a theological issue. It is a faith issue. It is a belief issue. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, the official doctrinal statement of the Roman Catholic Church, says abortion is a mortal sin. And because of that, anyone who cooperates in abortion is worthy to be excommunicated unless they repent. This is not political. Biden is making it political. His church is not. It's personal. Well, personally, Joe Biden is picking and choosing the things he likes from his church, and he's rejecting the rest. I would say that is a very, very self-centered, man-centered, selfish way to view your church. It's personal with me, and I'll do the stuff that I like and I agree with. Stuff I don't like and the stuff I don't agree with? Nah. That's not just personal. That's narcissistic. And we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. This is Bob Burney Live.
I mentioned this rarely, but I hope all of my listeners are familiar with the ministry that God has given to Joy and I, Cross Power Ministries. I hope you know a little bit about the voice coming through the speakers to you. I love doing this radio program. I am so grateful. I've been doing it now daily for 21 and a half years, and I'm grateful for every day, every program, and I never want to take that for granted. But you need to understand our ministry as well. Cross Power Ministries, my wife and I started 21 and a half years ago. I've told the story before. I'm not going to do it today, but we actually started Cross Power Ministries before I started doing the daily radio program. And our website is crosspower.net. Crosspower.net. Now, I hope you'll go there. We have a lot of resources. I have a book. Joy has a book. We have a wonderful DVD series, 7 teaching sessions on 3 DVDs that I promise you will be life-changing. It's not because of the ones teaching. It's because of the truth that is being taught. We have heard over and over and over again, I never understood the cross this way before. Never. And this is what we do in a Cross Power weekend on those 7 teaching sessions on 3 DVDs. Incredibly reasonably priced. It comes with a study guide and so on and so forth. And if you want to do a home Bible study, there's a leader's guide that'll walk you through all you need to do to set up a Sunday school class, home Bible study, or whatever. That's all at crosspower.net. And contact information. Our calendar was just full to capacity, and then COVID hit, and everything was canceled. Everything, every speaking engagement we had set up, canceled. And little by little by little, our calendar is beginning to fill up again. But our heart's desire is to be out in a local church every single weekend. We'd love to come to your church. Contact us. We can talk to you about the details. There is no such thing as a church that's too small. No such thing. We never even ask how big the church is. That's not important to us. Crosspower.net, all the contact information is there, the resources. And ladies, if you don't have Joy's book, you've got to get her book. Just powerful. And pray for us. And you can sign up there for a newsletter. We send out a monthly newsletter. Joy updates our Crosspower page continuously on Facebook. Wonderful stories, scriptures, poems, inspirational thoughts. It is well worth your time to become a friend on Facebook of Crosspower Ministries. All right, enough of that. We are headed to new days of segregation. I keep saying this, and this is what's so heart-wrenching about the way the left is leading us on race relations. The left does not want to unite us. The left wants to divide us. And, folks, we're going backwards when it comes to race relations. We are not going forward. We are losing much of the ground that was fought for by the civil rights leaders of the 60s and 70s. Can I give you an illustration? What city is this? It's in Oregon. It's in Oregon. There is plan for a Taking Black Pride march and rally. Okay? A Taking Black Pride march and rally. Part of the advertising says this, and I quote, "All are free to attend. However, this is a black and brown, queer, trans-centered, prioritized, valued event. The safety of black and brown, trans, and queer folks is paramount, and we will make sure the safety of our community is prioritized at all times. White allies and accomplices are welcome to attend, but will be charged a $10 to $50 reparations fee and given a wristband as proof of payment." In other words, white people are invited to come. It's going to be free for everybody but white people. White people will have to pay a reparations fee, and then they will have to be branded. They'll have to have a wristband proving that if they're white, they paid. Really? Yes. Really. This is happening in Oregon. Wow. Folks, have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.